First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Skorce speaks to how the Ukrainian crisis again emphasizes our dependence on fossil fuel.
Three of the most evil regimes in the world are Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. All three are major oil exporting nations who benefit from the world's addiction to fossil fuels. If global demand for oil were to fall precipitously, and with it the price, these nations would be severely weakened, and their ability to fund massive militaries and engage in belligerent behavior would be severely curtailed. In the case of Russia, which invaded Ukraine in the most brazen and unprovoked act of state aggression in Europe since World War II, both the U.S. and its European allies cannot impose the most crippling sanctions that are warranted because of the fears of high oil and gas prices that would result. At the end of 2021, the Democrats in the House of Representatives passed a version of Biden's Build Back Better agenda that included approximately $55 billion a year for decarbonizing the U.S. economy, but the bill was killed in the Senate by Joe Manchin. Weeks before killing the bill, Democrats passed the annual defense authorization bill that totaled nearly $1 trillion, 20 times what they would have spent on decarbonizing each year. This example of misguided priorities can best be summarized with a short descriptor, insanity, that decarbonizing the U.S. would not only weaken our foes, but save millions of lives due to lower levels of air pollution and help stabilize the climate and protect humanity's future, makes our inability to do so that much more insane. Ending our dependence on fossil fuels won't solve every problem America faces, but it will solve the most important ones. The time to act was more than 50 years ago, but we must do so now before it is truly too late.
Jason Skorce is a teacher of public policy in the Monterey Bay area. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.